time now for your letters. Yesterday, we aired a story on the unveiling of Ronald Reagan's statue in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan spoke at the ceremony.
The statue is a wonderful likeness of Ronnie, and he would be so proud.
Meg Amboise of Brooklyn thought there was something missing from our report. She writes, I can only assume, given the information provided by your piece, that an artist created it. I can't be the only one out there who would be interested in hearing the artist's name acknowledged, if only in passing.
Well, here it is. The creator of that 7-foot bronze statue is North Carolina's Chaz Fagan. His earlier works include statues of former President George H.W. Bush, it's 8 feet tall, in Houston, and Revolutionary War General Nathaniel Greene, 6 feet tall, in Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
NPR's Laura Seidel gave us a story on YouTube's impact on the music industry. It featured the rap group The GS Boys and a dance called The Stanky Leg.
That gave Alex Harville of Danville, Alabama, an idea. I am thankful that Robert Siegel informed listeners that we could watch lots of people doing the stanky leg at nprmusic.org. Believe me, Mr. Siegel should pepper the phrase throughout the broadcast at random, or perhaps use it to close the show daily. As we all know, a good catchphrase is essential for success today. You can watch lots of people doing the stanky leg at nprmusic.org could become Mr. Siegel's Get Her Done or Yes We Can. The only thing missing is a video of Mr. Siegel himself doing the stanky leg. Work on that, Harville suggests. Watch me do it like my bro. Stick your leg out,
dug it fresh and drop it low. We like to hear from you, but feel free to keep some ideas to yourself. If you must, write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.